You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Martin Luther King's speech, I Have a Dream. That was August 28th, 1963, and a march on Washington. No violence. Welcome, this is January 18th, 2021. Today is MLK Day. And we're going to talk more about Martin Luther King later over the next couple of hours. Also, you might not be aware that there'd been a previous assassination attempt on him that actually did reach him prior to the time he was assassinated, April 4th, 1968. But again, on that march in Washington in 1963, where King stated, "I have a dream," in that speech, there was no violence. Thousands upon thousands attending. We've had numerous events in our Capitol by various groups that have never had violence. We had the event of January 6th where President Trump addressed his supporters and it had encouraged them to come to D.C. and show force to representatives that Trump supporters did not think the election had been properly executed and that there should be challenges to some of the Electoral College votes. He did not say go in and riot and tear up. In fact, he told them, go, no violence. But, of course, that's been drowned out by the leftist drumbeat that Trump is insightful. And, of course, it gave reason, cause, again, for them to rush forward with another impeachment under Nancy Pelosi. If Biden really wants to step up as a leader, and I have to say if, because I don't know if he even really wants to be the leader. He's got the title, or will soon, January 20th. But it may just be it's something he checked off the box, said, okay, I'm done. Kamala, come on in. Or they'll look for a way to push him out of the way. But if Biden really wants to step up and say, Pelosi, drop the impeachment. You carried out your vote in the House. Don't bother sending it to the Senate. Let's put an end to it now. And he could tell Chuck Schumer, make sure that does not come up in the Senate. But Biden is silent. For all the talk about bringing peace and resolving and healing wounds, nope, not going to happen. How does that fly in the face of the Martin Luther King speech, I Have a Dream, where we're all going to be together? In fact, how does that speech of Martin Luther King fly in the face of what we have going on in the nation now? And let me remind you while we're hearing from the left that Trump called for an overthrow of the government and contested this Biden election as being illegitimate. Let me remind you that Congressman Lewis, John Lewis, who is a contemporary of King and marched with him, had stated that he saw Trump's election, quote, as illegitimate because of Russian interference in the campaign. But, of course, that's never been proven. So Trump is again, and we ran several clips last Friday, urging supporters just no violence. He said, no supporter of mine could ever endorse political violence. So he's basically saying, stay away from D.C. And, of course, it's on a major lockdown right now. We'll get into that in more detail of where we're going with that. Also, the building crisis on our border as Biden comes in. thousands are marching toward our border right now to come across and be here the day Biden's inaugurated, if not right after that. Also going to be joined by Gordon Chain, expert on China. A question about China actually interfering in the 2020 election. And also Congressman Swalwell, who had an affair with a Chinese spy. Is he compromised? What's that doing to our nations and our security? And also China continuing to block inspectors for the World Health Organization to get into Wuhan and see exactly how COVID started. A lot to cover in the next few hours. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
If you think disinfecting a home or office for COVID is way too expensive, I've got great news for you. Wellington Environmental can disinfect most homes for less than $300. I know you were thinking the cost would be two, three, maybe four times as much. Wellington can professionally disinfect most homes for less than $300. Cost for most offices, not much higher. You get the same professional treatment that Wellington provides hospitals and nursing homes. Also, Wellington is selling professional fogging devices. The cost, $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors and save $100. Here's a phone number to schedule Wellington to treat your home or office. 314-644-4930. I urge you to get on the schedule early. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We know that we faced enemies of the Constitution. We know we experienced the insurrection that violated the sanctity of the people's capital and attempted to overturn the duly recorded will of the American people. And we know that the President of the United States incited this insurrection, this armed rebellion against our common country. He must go. He is a clear and present danger to the nation that we all love.
That we all love. That's the statement from Nancy Pelosi. I'm not sure, Nancy, that everyone in your party or associated with your party loves America. There are many that do. But there are those who've already openly said, we're going to transform this country. We don't love it. In fact, Chuck Schumer said, if we win Georgia, then we have the Senate, and then we take over America, basically. And AOC and all the leftist squad have said, we cannot wait to transform America, to change it. Change it into what? Something that begins with an S, like socialism. Change it into something that begins with a C, like communism. But, of course, at this point, that statement that Pelosi used the other day to try to make a case for impeaching Donald Trump a second time. Does that help heal anything at this point going forward? Do you see those on the left saying one thing, like Biden saying we will go forward, we will heal the country and so forth, and yet at the same time the murmurings behind them and the rabble rousers behind them still looking for a way? We got to slap Trump again. We got to get him one more time. There's a big constitutional question if he can actually be impeached after he leaves office. The idea of impeachment is to remove him from office. As of January 20, he will not be president. What would be the purpose of moving forward? For an impeachment through the Senate? What would it accomplish? He's already, quote, on record. Now, in history, they have made him a focal point in history, which I don't think they really wanted to, but by saying he's the only president to be impeached twice. But, of course, keep in mind, the impeachment coming from the House is simply an indictment, like a grand jury indictment. Then it has to go to the Senate for the trial. And the last time when they had it, case dismissed. And this time, if they have it and it's split 50-50 among Republicans and Democrats, and that's how they intend, if they stand on their political basis, then it falls to Kamala Harris to make a ruling on the 50-50 vote on accepting the impeachment. But, of course, then you actually have much more in play because you're trying to set a precedent on impeaching a president twice and one that's now out of office. That is just going to infuriate Trump supporters even more so, but I know they don't care. But if they really want to show that we're going to try to come together and reshape the nation, is that not a good time to do it? What happened the other day in D.C. on the riot on the Capitol, obviously, way out of control. No one can justify that. I certainly wouldn't. And Trump has issued statements since, as I was reading a moment ago, saying no real supporter of mine would take part in any kind of violence like that. We currently have all kinds of preparations going on in D.C. now to tighten things down. I mean, they are locking things down. We've got the National Guard, of course, there. We've got others. And in case you missed it, somebody decided to circulate word that some members of the National Guard, who might be Trump supporters, and there are probably a number of them, if not a majority of them, 25,000 National Guard troops deployed to D.C., and they're all carrying rifles, supposedly with ammo. And so the word has begun to circulate among leftists as a conspiracy theory that they want to pose. You know, there might be somebody in the midst of those that tries to kill Biden on Inauguration Day. So now the FBI is busy vetting each and every 25,000 National Guard troops deployed to D.C., or at least those they know that will be within the immediate vicinity of the inauguration. And by the immediate vicinity, you got to look at a mile plus away. I mean, if you're a sniper using a rifle, it is, again, just a way to instill fear. And, of course, you do have to keep in mind Prime Minister Indira Gandhi assassinated by her own bodyguards and Anwar Sadat assassinated by some of his bodyguards or those who were marching in front of him at the time. But what they're trying to point out here is, again, demonizing Trump supporters. You are a Trump supporter, you must be a racist. There are those who are going to push that as far as they can. And one of them being Congressman Cohen, Democrat of Tennessee, suggesting that Trump supporters within the National Guard, charged to protect Joe Biden, might want to do something to the president-elect. And his statement, the National Guard is some 90% odd male, only about 20% of white males voted for Biden. You got to figure that in the Guard, which is predominantly more conservative, they're probably not more than 25% of them protecting us that voted for Biden. The other 75% are a large class of folks that might want to do something. Is anyone going to put a stop to this? Is that kind of nonsense? You want to cry out something like that? Try and say that someone inside the National Guard will be trying to do harm to Biden and others. This rhetoric has got to tone down, but do you see them doing it? No, you don't. And Nancy Pelosi, in her speech the other day, when she was pushing in advance of the vote on impeachment, constantly looking to say, as you heard a moment ago, that the president incited what happened. But there is not a single clip anywhere. Believe me, if there were a clip of Trump saying, go to the Capitol, rip it apart, go after the legislators, harm them, threaten them, place pipe, anything like, you know it would have been played over. And if he'd said those words, I would agree with them. Did he say things that maybe shouldn't have said, that but you've got some people out there that are off their rocker a little bit anyway, they might decide to go on it, or they get swept up in mob mentality? Yes. And some things like that need to be pulled back. But now you got a Democrat congressman saying, hey, members of the National Guard might actually open fire on Biden. It may come out later we find out that for all those surrounding Biden at the time, not one of them had a rifle that was loaded, but they're not allowed to say anything at this time because they're supposed to believe that they are there to protect and keep you from causing harm to him. It's just another lie from the left to demonize anybody that supported Trump. And the blame. I mean, when you look at those who went into the Capitol the other day, and when Pelosi brought that up in the impeachment statement, well, just listen, it's all at Trump's feet and Trump's feet only.
Those insurrectionists were not patriots. They were not part of a political base to be catered to and managed. They were domestic terrorists, and justice must prevail. But they did not appear out of a vacuum. They were sent here by the president with words such as a cry to fight like hell. Words matter. Truth matters. Accountability matters.
It is always interesting to hear the left talk about truth matters, words matter, when they're using it as a weapon against the right. Would you cite one case for me, just one case, where Nancy Pelosi has called out Hollywood elites like Alec Baldwin or some of the others who talked about cover Trump in horse piss and tar him and feather him or kill him or burn down the White House or we're going to get, you know, have you heard anything like that? Have you ever heard her or anybody on the left call out fellow leftists and say, hey, just stop it. That doesn't help us. Have you heard them say it one time? Give me one time. No, it's all got to be blamed on Trump, and Trump is, of course, encouraging insurrection. But that's, again, what they want you to believe, because there is no such statement. And simply because he contested the election, they contested when Trump was elected. And I will remind you that when the electoral ballots were being counted, when Trump had won, they were contesting that. They contested from the very first state as it presented its electoral votes. And, in fact, they ended up contesting more states than the Republicans did this time around on the Biden election. And it was all, there's nothing wrong with them doing it. They could do it. Didn't change anything. Anybody that did think that going out, that Pence could actually change the election, if you believe that, you're really lost and you bought into some fake news, that's for sure. And Trump did not do a good job in quelling that, putting it aside. But that's not the same as saying going attack at the Capitol. But right now, we've got Virginia State Police reportedly assisting U.S. Secret Service, shutting down bridges in the days ahead. They said they're working to make the Capitol secure in all directions. Numerous closures across D.C. and businesses in the area. You're just going to have to shut that day. You're just going to not get any business. They're monitoring who's checking into hotels, where they're coming from. Airlines are saying if you're going into D.C. the day before or that day or even probably starting today, you're no longer going to be allowed to check a pistol in your luggage, which you would normally be allowed to do. But because you're going to D.C., you might be planning on using that pistol later. Yeah, you can ship your luggage. The checked luggage, you can put a pistol in it with ammunition separate. You identify, you notify the airline, and they can ship it for you. And you get it only when you pick up your checked luggage. And they've also, some airlines are saying, we're not going to serve any alcohol beverages en route to D.C. Yeah, that's right. One drink, that'll put somebody over the edge. But Pelosi, was saying the impeachment and why it had to be carried out the other day, again, just drives home the fact the Trump supporters need to be dealt with, and we get rid of their leader and punish him. Maybe it'll calm them down. Again, back to statement that Pelosi made on that impeachment date.
The president must be impeached, and I believe the president must be convicted by the Senate, a constitutional remedy that will ensure that the Republic will be safe from this man who was so resolutely determined to tear down the things that we hold dear.
Yeah, and of course, right now, Nancy Pelosi, the same one who called out and scolded Trump for deploying troops to D.C. to stop the violent riots sparked by the death of George Floyd back in May 25th. She said, by what authority do these National Guard people come in from other states? And outraged at them, stationed around the Lincoln Memorial, which had been targeted by vandals. She was very upset. She said, deployment of troops to D.C. represents a day of great sadness. But now she's thanking and praising that we have the National Guard here. Welcome. And, of course, we have the left continuing every effort they can to silence, shame, discredit you if you're a Trump supporter. But Facebook and Zuckerberg, you're not safe from the leftist attack. Wait till you hear what AOC has to say about Facebook and Zuckerberg.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
When Donald Trump was in charge, when we had Republicans in charge of the Senate, and when we had Trump in charge of the presidency, Mark Zuckerberg was more than happy, and even leading up to this, to have dinner parties with white supremacist sympathizers.
Wow. Got called out on the carpet on that one, didn't you, Zuckerberg? That is Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And saying, keep in mind, when Trump was in power and we had the Republicans in power more so, you, Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, they were holding events and courting white supremacists, basically. I'm going to let you hear more of her a little bit later. But basically, she is drawing the line and saying, we got people in Facebook and so forth. They're not so clean. Their hands are dirty. Just imagine Mark Zuckerberg getting that thrown into his face. And Dorsey is going to be next on the AOC target and others, because they're going to go after anyone and everyone. There will be no one safe. Oh, they'll do their best to say, oh, we're with you. We're doing things. We shut down Trump's Facebook, his account. We shut it down personal. We shut even down the president's White House account. And so we're doing all this, but the left, the real progressive left, they want control of you. They want to shut you down, Zuckerberg and Dorsey and the rest of you. That was a comment that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had made the other day when she was doing a monthly live stream town hall for constituents. And she said Facebook is, quote, trying to do as much damage control as possible following the mob attack by removing accounts posting false information about the 2020 election. What's false information? Is it false to say I have belief that maybe that wasn't a fair election? Is that false? Are you saying that it was clearly stolen? Well, then that you don't have any evidence of that, so you could say that's false. But she said the effects of this online misinformation, quote, were coming for a long time. So you heard Pelosi in the opening segment putting a lot of the blame for what happened in the Capitol the other day at the feet of Donald Trump. And here's AOC saying, also keep in mind the other folks who have been complicit. That would be Facebook, Google, Twitter. They definitely don't like being linked in like that, but she's doing it. And if her followers buy into that, then you can expect more of that. And, of course, there will be pushes moving forward with this new Congress to rein in big tech companies. But is it going to be to rein them in to make sure they are properly being responsible, or to also threaten them with total silence if they don't follow marching orders? If you don't follow the marching orders, we will shut you down. That's not such a big stretch. I mean, we've got liberal journalists, social media already stepping up calls to deprogram, deplatform those on the right. That would be Trump supporters and others. But they're also looking at how do we shut down big tech or get control of it, mainly. That's what they really want, is control. So we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll break that in a lot more down in more detail, because there are so many events underway right now. Please stand by.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook bear partial responsibility for Wednesday's events. Period. We knew this was a problem. We knew this so far out that pre-COVID, I asked him specifically about election disinformation and its ties on Facebook to white supremacist organizations, and the ties that Facebook's fact-checking organizations had to other white supremacist outlets so that they could avoid being flagged and taken down. And he wouldn't answer. So there's a very clear link here.
That is, again, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying there's a link between Zuckerberg and Facebook and the violence we have going on in our nation and the racism and the white supremacy groups gaining strength and gathering and increasing. Now, you know, Zuckerberg and Facebook, they're pretty convinced. No, we're not, we didn't have anything to do with that. Well, we did not. And they're doing everything they can right now to try to show that we're trying to shut down anything that might be detrimental. Facebook announcing, quote, we already prohibit ads for weapons, ammunition, weapon enhancements like silencers. Now we also prohibit ads for accessories such as gun safes, vests, gun holsters in the U.S. Now stop and think for a second. A gun safe is obviously a good idea if you had children in your house and you want to make sure the gun is not in there where they could reach it. And what is wearing a vest? What does that? What does that have to do with anything other than the fact that, well, you might be wearing a vest when you try to come after us, and we don't want you to have the vest. And gun holsters. A gun holster is now threatening. What if I just want to carry my iPhone in it? Or a stick of butter until it melts? Who knows what I want? But the bottom line is, what does that have to do with anything? Not a darn thing. It is just, what can we do to show we're with you? We're with you. Don't pummel us. Don't come after us. Don't attack us. We're doing everything we can to help you. And I want to remind you that the other day, and I'm not going to bring all these sound bites up again, but Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey caught on Project Veritas addressing his team and saying, right now, we're focused on one account, talking about Trump, but it's going to get much bigger than just one account. It's going to go on much longer than just this day, this week, the next few weeks, and go on beyond the inauguration. And that is saying that we are going to shut down this kind of dissension at those on the right. They're not going to be allowed to have their voice on Facebook. And again, when they shut down Trump the other day, his personal account, the real Donald J. Trump, and the presidential Donald Trump account, even foreign leaders say that's a little scary. Angela Merkel, Chancellor of Germany, no big friend of Trump. I have a problem with that. French leader, trying to think of a couple others, also speaking up and saying that's not right, because they know if you can shut down the President of the United States, what are you going to do to us? What are you going to do to us? And, of course, the constant push right now as to what we can do to go after any of the Trump supporters. One in particular, of course, a U.S. Senator, Josh Hawley. And Josh Hawley of Missouri had a book deal, a book that was going to be published by Simon Schuster. And then following the Capitol event, because Josh Hawley had joined with Senator Ted Cruz of Texas to say we should be taking a close look at some of these electoral ballots. Let's just don't blanketly approve them. Let's challenge them. Because he did that, which is a perfectly legal maneuver and accepted, and the Democrats have used it as well. Within time, Schuster said, we're not going to do your book. He's going to get it published. Now, you saw somewhere that I think he's already got a publisher lined up, but I don't recall who it is, but it's going to get out there. It's called The Tyranny of Big Tech. And they were looking at making money. I tell you, Simon Schuster was sure we're going to make some money out. We're going to walk away. And now we also have, out of Florida, Lowe's Hotels, their chain. He was going to be holding a fundraiser at the Portofino Bay Hotel at Universal Orlando. In fact, Hawley was going to be the featured guest at a family-oriented event this last weekend, organized by Fighting for Missouri, to raise money for him. The hotel canceled the event, said you're not going to be allowed to hold it here. I'm telling you, if you do not say what they want, the order they want, the way they want it, and repeat it exactly the way they say it, they will look for ways to shut you down. And yet at the same time, Facebook and Twitter had to worry about how are they going to be targeted. The New York Times recently put out a report on what they titled Behind a Secret Deal Between Google and Facebook. Now, I wonder if Facebook and Google thought about shutting down the platform for the New York Times. But it's basically pointing out that Facebook in 2017 said it was testing a new way of selling ads online that could threaten Google's control of the online advertising market. But 2 years later, Facebook announced it's going to join an alliance of companies backing a similar effort by Google. Facebook never clarified why it seemed to abandon its own project, but as antitrust lawsuit filed by 10 state attorneys general last month, it looks like they are colluding. There's no doubt they are. But even the New York Times calls it out, and I'm glad to see it. Somebody actually did some reporting, and they got it in the print, and it wasn't shut down so far by Google Facebook. The statement is, the threat of Facebook, one of the biggest ad buyers on the Internet, supporting header bidding, was a grave concern at Google. The draft of a complaint reviewed by the Times cited an email from a Google exec calling an existential threat and required all-hands-on-deck approach. But then they made the deal. And, yeah, we should be questioning, do we have some collusion going on here? AOC was stating that the media is clearly monitoring some of this stuff as it happens. And big tech companies are right in the middle of it. the founder of the Federalist, Ben Domenech, stating today, as a tryout for AOC, because she's now saying we need media monitors, a ministry of truth. Does that sound like something in this nation or North Korea and China? Yeah, AOC the other day saying we need media monitors. We need a ministry of truth that will check things before they're released to the general public. However you say it or spell it, that is censorship, be it by a private company or the government. It is shutting down free speech. First Amendment. And Federalist founder Ben Domenech said, as a tryout for AOC's Ministry of Truth, I think that was a pretty good performance when you look at what they're doing, clamping down conservative speech. I think what we have to see and what's really going on is that big tech wants to broaden this crackdown in a lot of different ways, a lot of different corporations along with them. And they're all going to collude. They are going to collude. He said they're going to collude together going forward to crush conservative speech. And everywhere that it rises up, and they're going to use arguments for it that sound along the lines of arguments you might have heard in the past about shutting down ISIS and the like. Those are the kinds of radical comments that are opposite of any kind of unity message, any kind of coming together. Instead, it just seeks to crush the speech of people that you disagree with, which has never been the American way. And now if AOC is kind of poking at Zuckerberg and Facebook and saying, you've been contributing to this growth of white supremacists and so forth and giving allowance and acceptance and approval for Donald Trump and his approach, well, then maybe we need to take a closer look at you. And immediately, I'm sure Zuckerberg and his top team are gathering together and said, why is she picking on us? Why we're all in this together? AOC knows her targets. Listen.
They knew. Not only did they know, but they allowed it. And from what we're seeing in internal leaks from Facebook staff and employees, they specifically treated this type of radicalization differently, a.k.a. with kid gloves.
In other words, a radicalization, white supremacist, Facebook and Zuckerberg, and she didn't name Dorsey and Twitter, but she will, that they've all been complicit. So now they got to step forward. Oh, no, I'm not a racist. We didn't. I mean, they put them on the defensive, didn't they? We'll take a break when we come back. Kamala Harris, plagiarizing Martin Luther King. It's something worth noting on MLK Day.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
A funny family story about how my mother's marching. And this is back when strollers didn't really have armrests and seatbelts. And then I think it was my Uncle Freddie that, you know, looked down and looked in the stroller, which was empty. And said, where's Kamala? And apparently they left me like a block behind. I'd fallen out the stroller. And then my mother would tell a funny story about how, like, one day she, and I was fussing, and you know, and so I'm fussing and fussing. It's much cuter when she would tell the story, but she'd say, so then she would look down at me and, Kamala, what do you want? What do you want? And I looked back up at her and I said, freedom.
Oh, my God, that cackle laugher. I'm trying not to go on the personal attack on it, but that's going to be hard to bear with any period of time coming forward. That's Kamala Harris, again, restating a story which was basically plagiarized from MLK. And she's told the story repeatedly about how she was in that march and fell out of the stroller, and Mama came back and said, what do you want? And she said, freedom. MLK, in an interview with Playboy in 1965, it talked about an event that was underway in one of their marches, and a gruff-looking white police officer looking down at a little black girl. I don't recall if he put an age, probably 4, 5, 6, something like that, and asking the little girl, what do you want? And the little girl replied, freedom. Couldn't say it properly, freedom, F-W. That's the first time that story surfaced. But Kamala has told the story repeatedly as if it were her. She wrote it in her bio book. She, again, the other day, quoted in Elle magazine about it. Now, she kind of puts, well, she almost sometimes puts the blame on mama. Says her mother told her that. Maybe her mother did. But with so many questions raised about, do you think that maybe she should say it's similar to at least invoke MLK's name at some point? It's similar to what Martin Luther King said he saw in 1965, or was he stated in that interview? See, I always quote sources if I have them in front of me. So you know the source. If you know it's left, right, middle, whatever, I try to make sure I give you the source. Because in my opinion, there's always been in this business a very thin line between credit and blame. And if I'm quoting something to you that sounds kind of outlandish, well, I'm going to give them the credit if they're correct about it, and they also get the blame if they're wrong. And look at how CBS, this is what we're going to see going forward, by the way. Before I get to that, there was a, on Friday on Real Time with Bill Maher, CBS news anchor, former CBS news anchor Katie Couric was ripping Republicans in Congress who voted against impeaching Trump on a charge of, quote, inciting the rioters. Couric said, the question is, how are we going to really almost deprogram these people who have signed up for the cult of Trump? I never signed up for any cult. Did you? She's copying the language of liberal Washington Post columnist Eugene Robinson, which we had the other day, who said we need to somehow deprogram Trump supporters. I'm still waiting to see how they're going to treat minority groups who supported Trump, what they're going to do to them. And I wonder how they feel jeopardized and vulnerable. But then Sunday, CBS had an interview with Kamala Harris. I say interview, is more or less a puff piece promotion. CBS Sunday host Jane Pauley. As Media Research Center news analyst wrote, he said it was written, you might call it cozy with Kamala. Pauley sat down with Harris and her husband, Douglas M. Hall, for a two-part interview. Far, far from the interview they did with Mike and Karen Pence at any point. Pauley asking a really big question to begin with, really big question. Are you excited about January 20? Puffball question, then another series of conversational questions, how she learned the riot was happening, how she can look at the upcoming agenda without looking through the veil of the Capitol riot, and even saying, quote, it might seem that Kamala Harris was born for this moment in history. And then she said, can I meet Doug? It's already staged. Of course you're going to meet Doug. Doug is sitting there, ready to come on stage and answer. They joke, oh, we're going to call him First Dude. Paulie's asking other pressing questions. What do you plan to cook after Inauguration Day? Or will you be cooking? Inquired about Kamala Harris's sneakers. Then a tough, tough question in the end about the incoming Veep praising her. Nothing about policies or plan. It's almost as if Kamala wrote down the questions, and she may well have. Are you ready to be deprogrammed? Are you ready for thousands to start crossing the southern border, unchecked, unvetted, as if they include terrorists or not, regardless of what diseases they may be carrying? And COVID, we're all supposed to be locked down, but we're going to allow thousands to cross our border. Even the Biden administration coming in is saying that we may have a problem here. You think? We're going to get into that. And then the LA Times the other day stating Biden's plan, make America California again. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That story and more on the other side. Stand by, please.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.